AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. government faces a number of hurdles in the effort to get American citizens and allies out of Afghanistan. Ed Donahue has more.
The pledge from President Biden.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
It's been a violent scene outside the Kabul airport as Americans and Afghans try to get out. Just who is there is not clear.
We don't have the exact number of people who are Americans are there. And those who may have come home to the United States, we want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there.
The president is facing criticism over the handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops.
There'll be plenty of time to criticize and second guess when this operation is over. But now, I'm focused on getting this job done.
Evacuation flights have resumed at the Kabul airport. They had been delayed for hours. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Senior U.S. military officials tell the Associated Press an American Chinook helicopter picked up nearly 100 Afghans, mostly women and children, from Camp Sullivan near Kabul airport and ferried them to the airport today. People in the Northeast and New England readying for what could be Hurricane Henri. Robin Berthet sailed his boat from Connecticut to Plymouth, Massachusetts to get it out of the water and stored on dry land.
The insurance company's attitude is pull your boat, it's safer, less damage can occur, and it's cheaper for them in the long run.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm will be a soaker.
On Sunday, the system slows down, and that could prolong the rainfall, increase the chance for flooding, and definitely an impact to the wind. Down trees, power lines, so there's some significant impacts associated with this system.
Henri is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow. It's been 30 years since New England was hit by a hurricane. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is urging people vacationing on Cape Cod to leave well before Henri hits. This is AP News. The man who claimed to have a bomb in his pickup truck in Washington remains in custody.
Floyd Ray Roseberry told a federal judge he has not taken his mind medication. Because of that, he couldn't fully understand what was happening. The man from North Carolina also told the judge he had gone to school until eighth grade and then later earned a GED diploma. Roseberry drove a black pickup truck onto the sidewalk outside the Library of Congress and began shouting to the people in the street he had a bomb. In a bizarre Facebook Live rant, he made the same bomb threats to police officers and made a series of grievances against the government. The judge ordered a mental competency hearing for Roseberry. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, when asked last night on Fox News about the coronavirus surge in his state, blamed rising hospitalization and death rates on unvaccinated black people. State health statistics show black people are about 12% of the population and 15% of the total COVID-19 cases in Texas. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.